Okay, everybody's here. So let's go ahead and get started, shall we? Yeah, I know it's just you and me, but, well, this is everybody. And, wait a second. Ha! Here is your character sheet. Now, why don't we do a quick recap, since apparently your memory of the last session is just a little foggy. Just a little bit. The party accepted a commission to deliver a precious artifact to Lord Camroth, who was suspected of being the ringleader of the Rose Dust smuggling operation. It was decided that the group would accept the quest to hopefully get to the bottom of the mystery, and also to make some gold on the side for armor and weapons upgrades. You set out on a new adventure. While you were traveling through the catacombs beneath Fallcrest, the party was waylaid by bandits. Liliana was critically wounded during the ambush. Garrick cast Improved Magic Missile, killing the bandit leader, but was flanked by his henchmen and immobilized. As I recall, you heroically decided to use Shadow Slip to become invisible. As the bandits gained the upper hand, it was Jace's idea to activate the artifact that you were supposed to be smuggling out of the city as a last resort. It turned out to be the Jewel of Lazarus, one of the most powerful objects in the entire realm. The Jewel is a one-of-a-kind, highly sought magic artifact, having the rare ability to reanimate the dead. Activating the Jewel was a bad idea. As it turns out, the catacombs are actually an ancient burial ground. Hundreds of corpses rose from their graves. The remaining bandits and all of the party members were swiftly overwhelmed by zombies and torn to pieces. Everyone was killed, except for you, Talon the Thief. As you are still cloaked in shadow, you are able to flee the catacombs and are now recovering from your wounds at the Silver Unicorn Inn. And apparently, I'm the worst dungeon master in history, and the other guys don't want to play anymore, as I let zombies kill the characters that they had been leveling for 6 months. But I'm very happy that you came today. You don't think I'm a bad DM, do you? I might go a little bit easier on you this week, mainly because I don't want you to die, so we can keep playing, and also to reward you for, well, being awesome. And don't tell the others, but Town was my favorite character anyway. Just between you and me. Okay, so that's the story so far. Now, let's continue. You're in a room upstairs at the Silver Unicorn. You've rested for 12 hours, and it's nearly sunset. You can go ahead and refill your hit points to maximum. Your daily powers have been reset and are available to use. As you lay resting in your bed, you hear a knock on the door. The door opens, and a slender, well-dressed half-elf female walks through. Following her is a high elf female, tall and also slender. She is dressed extravagantly in fine robes. Atop her head sits a platinum crown, encrusted with what appears to be highly valuable rubies. The door shuts behind them. The extravagantly dressed high elf speaks. Adventurer, I am Aerith Moonflower, Queen of the Evermint Islands. I was told of the misfortune that befell your group in the caverns beneath the city. Liliana was my sister.
Just on a side note, the Elf Queen is totally hot. She's like 6 foot tall and has a totally rocking bod beneath the robes. Huge tits with permanently erect nipples, and the most beautiful face you've ever seen. Neon purple flowing hair.
and purple eyes to match. You know, just an FYI. Okay, back to the story. The queen continues speaking. I was told you were carrying the Jewel of Lazarus. Do you have it with you? I hope not. Not to worry. I have a plan that will benefit us both. If we can retrieve the jewel, I can use its power to return Liliana to life. It is the only way. The catacombs are still ridden with the undead. The only person who can move through undetected would be a thief. You are a thief, are you not, adventurer? This is what I am proposing. You will return to the catacombs, retrieve the jewel, and bring me Liliana's body. Once you have done that, you may return again to collect the bodies of your fallen companions. But I must ask you to fetch Liliana first. She is very dear to me. So, what do you say, thief? This should surely be a simple quest for you. As a reward, upon your return, I will give you a tour of my kingdom, the Evermet Islands. Also, I will give you a servant. A sex servant. The queen motions to her half-elven servant, who steps forward. The servant girl casts aside her robe, revealing an outrageously perfect body. Her half-elven heritage has blessed her with a tall, athletic figure and large, firm breasts. Her golden hair shimmers and almost glows in the pale light of the room. Her white skin is perfect and smooth and almost seems to glow as well. Her eyes are light blue and sparkle like the stars. As you gaze upon this heavenly creature, you can scarcely believe your eyes. After a moment, the queen speaks again. This is Cynthia, though you may name her anything you wish. If you perform this task for me, I will allow you to take possession of her. She has certainly served me well for many centuries. As an incentive for your swift return of the jewel and my sister, I will allow you a small sample of the pleasures that await you when Cynthia becomes your servant. Okay, so, roll for initiative. Yeah, no, I'm quite serious. Go ahead and roll. Okay, looks like I go first. Cynthia leaps onto the bed, pinning you down. Immediately, she begins kissing your face, kissing your mouth and licking your neck and chest. You notice that her half-elf heritage has also blessed her with a tongue that is longer than a human's. Give me a dex check. Does it look like I'm joking? Just roll a fucking dice. Okay. Did you add the plus three? Alright, good. A nice bonus that you get from being a gifted thief is that your dexterity allows you to bring a woman to climax using only your fingers. You reach down to feel the moistness between Cynthia's legs as you slip a finger inside her incredibly wet elven pussy. She cries out in pleasure. It sounds kind of like this. Ah! She kisses you hard as you continue to explore the wetness with your nimble fingers. Why are you looking at me like that? Don't you like the way the story's going? Oh, shut up already. It's my game, my rules. After all, I am the Dungeon Master. She fumbles with your belt buckle and unzips your pants. She pulls out your throbbing, hard cock. Go ahead and roll a d10. 8! Master, your cock is huge. It must be at least 8 inches long. Cynthia begins to suck your cock. It's the best fucking blowjob you've ever had in your life. It sounds a little bit like this. I'm just gonna show you by sucking on my fingers, okay? In the corner of your eye, you notice the queen is becoming visibly aroused and is rubbing her own body. She rubs her breasts, ass, and her pussy through her robes. Kind of looks like this. Her breathing becomes heavier and heavier as she watches her servant suck your cock deeper and deeper. Queen Moonflower can't take it anymore. She didn't expect the thief's cock to be so amazing. Cynthia, get off him. I need to fuck him. I'm just so fucking wet and I can't take it anymore. I need his cock inside me right now. Need that cock so fucking bad. So fucking bad. I want that cock for myself. Oh shit, yes. You know what? You know what? Fuck this game. Just, I want you to fuck me right now. Yes. Did you hear me stutter? I want you to fuck me right on this table. Yes. Yes, I'm very serious. Now, get out your cock this time. For real. Just put it in. Just put your cock inside me. No. You don't have to worry. I am on the pill, so. Oh, just fucking put it in already. Fuck. Just put it all the way in. Oh, fuck. Okay. Just stay in character. You're still Talon the Thief, okay? Oh, fuck, yes, fuck. Oh, this is what a human cock feels like. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so fucking good. How does this pussy feel? How does this elf queen pussy feel? Is it tight? Elf cocks are smaller than human cocks, you know. So elf girls are much, much tighter. Oh, fuck that elf pussy. Oh my god, oh my god, fuck me harder, Talon, oh my god. Oh, harder. Oh, don't you dare reach out with me, fuck me harder. Oh god, yeah. Oh, fucking pull my hair, oh my god, just pull. Just because I'm a queen doesn't mean you have to be gentle with me. I may look fragile. Oh, but do I like it fucking rough. Mmm, oh, just, oh my god, just like that. Oh, how'd you play with my tits? I know they're so much bigger. Oh, and even more perky. Oh, just like that. Oh, I think someone likes big tits. I don't know, what do you think? If I have to say, you fucking love it. Oh my god, yes. Oh, I just give me your cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, god. Just like that. Oh. Are you glad you came to the game today? Huh? Well, I do have to say this is a pretty exciting session, isn't it? I bet you can't wait to tell the other guys. Oh, fuck. Oh, what they missed. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, those were harder. Oh, my God. Oh. I just wanted to. Oh. Fuck you for so long. I killed their characters on purpose, you know. Just so I can get you all to myself. Fuck. Oh god, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh god. Of course I wanted you all to myself. Well, can you exactly blame a girl? Not with a. Not with a big, thick cock. Oh, fuck me. I am a dungeon master, and you do what I say. I am the fucking elf queen. A fucking sexy elf queen at that. Oh, you like that, don't you? I know you fucking do. You fucking nerd. Oh, you fucking sexy. Oh, nerd. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, god. Oh, let me. Now let me really suck your cock. You've heard how I suck on my fingers. Just let me lick my juices off of your cock. You want to fuck Cynthia again? Oh, yes, you do. She's fucking hot as well. Oh, yes. Stick your cock into your elf sex slave. Fuck her. Use her. Show her how strong you are. Don't tease me. Oh, just fuck me. Oh, fuck. Oh, god. Oh, I should have peddled the shit out of me. Oh, God, just fuck me through that cock. Oh, you know you want to fuck your little elf whore. Just throw her down and just fuck her. Use every little inch of her whore cunt. Oh, treat me rougher than the queen. Fuck me hard. Just treat me like the fucking whore that I am. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, my God. I think someone loves the idea of having their little elf whore under them, writhing and moaning and screaming. Oh, just wanting their cocks so deep. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, God. Don't stop, don't you fucking stop. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Oh, my God, oh, my God. Ah! Oh, fuck, fuck, shit, shit. Oh, my God, are you close? Oh, please tell me you're fucking close. Oh, my God. Oh, I want you to fucking come inside. Oh my God, come inside your little whore. Oh, come, please, please, please. Mm. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Mm. Oh my God, there's just so much fucking cum. Oh, oh my God. Oh, that was. Oh, oh my God, that was. Okay, the queen and her servant put their clothes back on. The queen plants a small kiss on your cheek and says, "More pleasures await you upon your return. Go to the catacombs now and fetch the jewel of Lazarus." Okay. You head to the entrance of the cavern. It's blocked by boulders, and you'll have to find a way to get in. Do you want to roll for a perception check? What? Why are you looking at me like that? You have to go get the jewel.